This is part two of my interview with Emily Getchman from the Omaha Public Library.
The use of the tool Zoom for these types of live things is not just restricted to children. There's also a Jane Austen tea coming up. Tell me about that.
Well, so the Jane Austen Tea is an event that we have done for years now, and we always invite people to come in and have tea and just small snacks, and they listen to a speaker, and it's just kind of a lovely holiday time of year where we celebrate author Jane Austen's birthday for people that love Jane Austen's works. It's a time for them to come together. Sometimes people dress in, you know, period costume, and it's very lovely, but because, again, we can't have people in one space again, we are going to transform this to an online event, and we do have people just, you know, have your own teacup, try to reenact this as much as possible, but we do have a lovely speaker lined up, Dr. Janine Barchis, who has written Matters of Fact in Jane Austen, History, Location, and Celebrity. So she will be talking about her book and also talking about how to appeal to teen readers who might be interested in Jane Austen. So she's going to have all sorts of things to share with us about one of our beloved authors.
With everybody having to spend much more time at home, there's also a lot more cooking at home as well. And there's cookbooks available at the library, right?
Yeah, actually, so some of our, you always see a lot more of those coming out around this time of year, even though we know people have been, that was one of our collections that kind of went through the roof during the pandemic because people were putting materials on hold. We noticed the cookbooks were kind of flying off the shelves, but you'll see a lot of new ones coming out at this time of year for the holidays, and we have been getting a lot more attention because there was a recent World Herald article about how we're archiving our local restaurant menus. This has generated a ton of interest. So people are, you know, not only taking advantage of the cookbook collection, but kind of coming out of the woodwork with old menus that they've been collecting over the years. It's pretty fascinating to see years ago how much things cost and what they were offering. I especially liked the, you know, 25-cent happy hour specials that they were offering back in the day. So those would not fly right now during a pandemic, but that would put people out of business, I think. But it was really fascinating to look back on that history in our community.
Outstanding. How's the 2020 Reading Challenge going?
Well, we're wrapping it up, so we're coming to the end of the year, and this is the time where we ask everyone to start submitting their entries. This is a challenge that we put out at the beginning of each year where we ask people to kind of step out of their reading comfort zone and complete 12 different challenges, one for each month or at whatever pace. Some people finish it as early as April. But we have the challenge on our website, or we actually have physical booklets that people can use to kind of guide them through their process. And when they are done, they fill out what they read for the year, and they're entered into a drawing for literary-themed merchandise, which is really just kind of fun. But more than anything, it's just to push people to maybe seek reading that they wouldn't normally do. Although I didn't formally take part of the challenge, I found that I did read most of the challenges just by listening to our staff talk about different books that they enjoyed throughout the year. I thought, well, I'm going to try that. So I've actually done it. So if people didn't follow along, they should go look anyway and just see maybe they did read something in this genre.
And finally, you know, I always love it when you've got some books you like to recommend, and I'd love to hear what's on your mind right now.
Okay, there's a few I'm kind of excited about. I told you I like historical fiction, and there's one that's coming out called The Mystery of Mrs. Christie. And this is something I didn't even know about, but in 1926, Agatha Christie, the famous mystery writer, went missing for 11 days. And nobody knew what happened to her. And she came out of this time that she was missing and says she has amnesia. And so there's been all this speculation, like this actually happened, but nobody really knows where was she for 11 days. So this author, Marie Benedict, writes about what could have happened, but it's historical fiction. I'm very excited to hear like what she walks us through in reenacting this 11 days of this author being missing and us having no explanation for it whatsoever. That one's coming out at the end of December. And then there's two nonfiction books that I'm kind of excited about. One is by Julia Child, who she passed obviously in 2004, but this is a collection of her quotes. And the book is called People Who Love to Eat Are Always the Best People. For anyone that remembers Julia Child, she was such a big personality, and some of her quotes just were things that kind of stay with us. And, you know, one of them being, if you're afraid of butter, use cream. And the only time to eat diet food is while you're waiting for the steak to cook. So, you know, Julia Child was unabashedly herself, and is something that she, you know, became endeared to the American public. And then the other one I wanted to share is that Margaret Atwood, the author of Handmaid's Tale, which has become wildly popular, she has a new book of poems out called Dearly, and it is her first collection of poems in over a decade. You know, Margaret Atwood is a very visionary author, and if people have enjoyed her novels or even watching the rendition of Handmaid's Tale on Netflix, this might be a good introduction into poetry for them. So she's a good author to get started with.
That is Emily Getchman. She's the marketing manager for the Omaha Public Library. Go to omahalibrary.org. Thank you, Emily. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Mike.